We're up to the bracha of Asher Yotzer. So we started with Al Tilas Yadayim is the first bracha of the morning, and then the second bracha is Asher Yotzer. Machlokes whether one makes one. Some say it's part of the Nusach of Birchas HaShachar, and you say it then, regardless of if you actually have to go to the bathroom. Some say that you should actually just say it when you go to the bathroom in the morning. The Maisa many have the minhag to say it during davening. It's not the usual. Most people go to the bathroom before they go to davening at the end of the day, and therefore, being that they had gone to the bathroom, they can make the bracha. So they're making the bracha after going to the bathroom, as well as at the same time they're saying it as part of the Birchas HaShachar.
You can say it as many times as you want, or is it better to wait to say it when if it's part of the morning bracha?
So that's the shaila. When you get up in the morning, if you should wait until just the first one. The rest of the day, when you go to the bathroom, so you make the bracha. In the morning, it's a machlokes. So So first, we'll just go through a very simplistic translation of the bracha, and then we'll take it apart piece by piece, and maybe try to get a deeper understanding of this bracha of Asher Yotzer. Baruch Ato Hashem. We explained that at length in the last few shiurim about what it means when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed art thou Hashem, which means that the Baruch Shalom is either the source of bracha, not that we're not blessing the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom doesn't need our blessings either, like to be said from the Zohar, that the Baruch Shalom is the source of bracha, like the Baruch Shalom is Chanan V'Rachum, he is the source of Chanan, he's the source of Rachamim, or it's Hodah, we're thanking the Baruch Shalom, we thank him for everything, or like Nefesh HaChaim said and others, that it's a way of, that's the way the Baruch Shalom brings down the Shefa, the good in this world, is by us making brachas. It's not really the Baruch Shalom needs our brachas, but he created a world where if we make brachas, that's how we get the Shefa in the world. The same way like we said from the Ach Pri Tzvua, that we really have to serve the Baruch Shalom on a greater level than we would a boss of Adam, a king of blood and flesh and blood. Really, we should. But nonetheless, we are flesh and blood. We're Basar Vidam. So the Baruch Hashem asks that at the very minimum we should have Yira for the Melech Malchim Lachon Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem as we would for a king that potentially can kill someone just because he feels like it. And you should love the king the same way you can love a person and love a king, Melech Basar Vidam, who helps you out. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants for you. So same thing when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you're getting that connection, you're asking the Baruch Hashem that's the way to bring Shefa down into this world. Elikeinu, he's our God, Melech Olam, he's the king of the world, of the universe. Asher Yotzar, Es Adam B'Chochma. That the Ribbono Shel Olam Yotzar, you could use the word created, some would say fashioned, a person with chachma, with wisdom. Uvara v'nikavim nikavim, and he created. We can explain what the difference is between Yitzira, Bria, and Asiya. Yitzira created man. He was bara. He created nikavim. What's the difference between Yotzar and bara? But again, we're going to go through the simple translation at this point. Uvara vay nikavim nikavim, and he created nikavim and nikavim, which are openings,
orifices they call it.
Orifices, if you like. Chalulim.
Holes.
Well, they would say cavities. Not cavities, I mean, as in a tooth, the cavity in your tooth, but the same type of concept of a cavity that it has an opening like the heart and the stomach and the intestines, but we're going to get to that. Galoi viadua, it is obvious, it is revealed, viadua, and it is known, lifnei chisei chvaydecha, before the throne of chvaydecha, your covet, your glory, she'em yipaseach echad mehem, that if
one of them
would be opened, or yisosein echad mehem, or one of them would be closed, blocked, would be not possible to survive, and to stand before you, afilu sho'achas. According to some, this is not everyone says afilu sho'achas. And the bracha ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, Reife Chol Basar, who heals all flesh, umafilasis, and he has wondrous acts. That's the bracha, very simply. The makar of this is the Gemara in Brachos. On the Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Kinafik, when you leave the bathroom, Oimer, Baruch Hashiyotza, Esa Odom, Bechachma, Uvar Avoy, Nikavim, Nikavim, Chalalim, Chalalim, Galui, Viadua, Alef, Nechise, Chivadecha, Hashim, Yipaseach, Echad Mehem, Oy, Yisaseim, Echad Mehem, Yeshal, Lamoy, Lefanecha. What's the ending? My Chosim, how do we end the Bracha? Omar Rav, Rav says we say Roifei Cholim. The Rebbein Shalom is a Roifei Cholim. That's how you should end it. Period. And Omar Shmuel Kashavinu, my Omar Rav Roifei Cholim. Omar Shmuel Kashavinu, Abul Kuli Alak Siel Roifei Chol Basar. He says you say Roifei Chol Basar, not just Roifei Cholim, but Roifei Chol Basar. Rav Sheshes Omar Mafli Lasser. You should say the words Mafli Lasser. Amara Papa says, Zilkach Naminul Tarbaya, we say both. Roifechal Basar Umafli Lasa. So we get all the shittas by our Chasima of the Bracha, we get all of the shittas of what they're saying you should end. Rashi says, She'imi Paseach Echad Mehem Minachalolim Kigoin Haleib Oy Hakeres Emayim. Like we said, the Chalolim, it refers to, as we said, cavities, referring to organs like the heart and the stomach and the intestines, that if one of them were to open up, a person would die. If the mouth were shut, or the nose, when it says, we say, you have to chop what's going on over here. We say, uvara avoy nikavim nikavim chalalim chalalim. And then that's the two parts, Nekavim and Chalulim. So Nekavim, as we said, refers to like the mouth and the nose and the ears. And the Chalulim mean the organs like the heart, the stomach, and the intestines. When it says, She'im Yipaseach Echad Mehem, if one of them will open, Rashi says refers to the Nekavim, which means is that, I'm sorry, Yipaseach Echad Mehem is referring to the Chalulim. That if the Chalulim were to be open, which means that the heart, the stomach, the intestine, that would kill a person, or Yisaseim Echad Mehem, or the Nekavim would be open, would be closed, the mouth, the nose, the ears, if that were stuffed up, you wouldn't be able to live either. As they say in Rashi, Roifei Chol Basar, Keneged HaYitziyah Shiyoifa, Refuas Kol HaGuf, Umafla Asa, Keneged SheHaGuf Cholul Kamoi Nod, V'Anoyda Azeh Miesh Boi Nekev, Ein Eruach Oime B'Seichai. There's a Medrash, and everyone talks about this, that if you have a flask, and you have a flask that has a hole in it, everything is going to come out of it. Taisa is going to say wine. If you have a wine with a flask of wine with a little hole in it, everything is going to come out. The human body has holes. It has an ear, it has ears, it has nose, it has different parts of the body that are open. Why doesn't the ruach, the spirit of the person, go out? It doesn't make sense. It should be sealed. We say, what's the word? We say, Asher Yotza Esa Adam Bechachma. The Rebbein Shalom fashioned man Bechachma, with wisdom. What is this wisdom? He created the word man, that even though he has holes, he's able to survive and live. And the Ruach stays within him. Uvar by Nikovim Nikovim Harbe, and he has many holes. This is a wondrous and something of wisdom. Paisvis. Quotes a Tanchuma, Vayivra Likim Esa Odom, Amara Bona Bechachma Shehiskim Mizainoisa, Vahaka Baru. The Chachma that we're referring to over here is that God created the entire world before man. Man was created on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos Kodesh. And why did he create man last? So man should have food. Everything was prepared for man. The whole world was created and man came after. So it was having sort of, you had the whole feast was prepared for man. The whole, you have a big dinner. First you prepare it. And then they finally, the people come and eat. So the man was the last part. Everything was a preparation for man. And that was the Chochmah. Man was created on Erev Shabbos, so he should be able to go straight into a Suda. And that's where we use the Lashon, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man with Chochmah. So that's one understanding of Hashayotza as Adam Bechachma, that the Rebbeinu Shalom fashioned, he created man with wisdom, Bechachma. That it means is that he either created Rashi or Taisis, that he created man, that even though he has many orifices and many holes in him technically, like a flask of wine that has a hole, everything should come out, and a person should not be able to live, his spirit, his ruach should fly out of him. And by the fact that the Rashi created man with many holes and many orifices and he's still able to live, that is the Chachma. That's Rashi Pshat. Taisis Pshat, he quotes the Tanchuma, that the pshat is that the Ranjan, the Chochma, the Ranjan created man, was that he created man right before Shabbos. He should go straight into a meal, and everything was prepared before him. So God created him, but Chochma, wisdom, at a perfect time. That's the way Taisis, according to Tanchuma. The Marsha says something different. Zok the Marsha. He quotes Rashi, and he quotes Taisus, and he says his own pshat. V'oyge shleimah, debachachma koi ala adam, shenosan loy hakadosh baruchu, chachma bebriusoy. The chachma that we're referring to is not that God created man with chachma. Understanding with chachma means that the Rebbeinu Shalom used chachma to create man. But rather, God created man and gave him Chachma. He created him b'Chachma, with Chachma, giving him Chachma. Koy ala adam shenosn la HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachma b'biusay. Lo'ikein kol sh'ar b'archay. The Mashiach has a question. Animals also have orifices, and they're able to live. So according to that pshat, so why does it say the big chiddush over here? Asher yotzeh es ha'adam b'chachma. God created man with chachma. He created man with that. He created man with chachma. He created animals with chachma.
They don't have the same chachma.
They have orifices. If the pshat that we said from Rashi that they have holes and nonetheless they're able to live, animals also have holes. They also have a mouth. They also have noses and ears and different parts of their body. They also have holes. That same concept can apply to animals. If that's the pshat that we're saying of the Rashi pshat of Chachma refers to orifices, animals also have that. Yeah, so what's the chiddush of Adam?
If it refers to intellect, that's...
The Masha, that's what we're explaining. The Masha is bringing a different pshat because according to the first pshat of Rashi, what's the differentiation? He doesn't say intellect. Rashi doesn't say that man was created with intellect as opposed to other animals.
He created man with wisdom in the sense that all these things work properly.
That they were orifices, very explicitly. Right. Not that the whole body is able to work together in the digestive system. That's not what he's referring to, he said. Just by the mere fact that there are orifices in the body, and therefore a person should not be able to live, just like a flask is going to, if there's a hole in it, everything's going to come out, so too man shouldn't be able to live. By the fact that man can live, that explains to you that Chachma, that God created man Chachma. If that's the case, animals were also created with Chachma, because they also have it. So that's why the Masha perhaps doesn't like that pshat, or wants to give a different pshat. So the Masha says that no, it means that the God created man b'chachma, with wisdom, that he gave him wisdom. Man has wisdom. Man has intellect, as opposed to animals that don't. So again, because God didn't give chachma to the other beings of the world, the animals and the insects and all the other living things in the world don't have intellect. It was just man. So when it says chachma, that's what it's referring to. Now the question is, according to this marsha, why do we make a bracha pointing out, Asher Yotzeh es Adam b'chachma, that God created man with intellect? Why do we say it when we come out of the bathroom? Why is this an appropriate time to say it? Why don't you make the bracha another time? You thank him. It doesn't say you're thanking God that he created your body in a way that's amazing, and the body, the human body, is unbelievably, fantastically amazing. To understand it is, it's unbelievable, the complexities. My father-in-law, of Shalom, he's a doctor. He said anyone that was a doctor, he couldn't understand how you could be a doctor and not. He says you have to manage to have your eyes closed not to see God. The complexities, how the human body works, far more complex than the most complicated machinery in the world. By far. And that's amazing. But that's not what the Marsha is saying. The Marsha is saying that we have one part, the brain. We have intellect, we can make things, we can understand things, we can create machines, all the things that we can do with intellect, not that our body. So if that's the case, why do you make a bracha when you leave the bathroom? Totally flawed. Make it another time. Make it in the morning. So you want the bracha. And you say, thank you, the Marsha, that you gave us chachma. That would be more appropriate, it would seem. Why we say it here? I'm going to come back to that with a little bit more of understanding. It's a Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Tazria. Omer Rab Aivu, Ma'isa Nisa Mosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tanei Kazeh. God makes tremendous miracles with this Tinoch. Adam Shu Nosen V'Cham In Yom Echad. If you put a placed a person into hot water for one day, in Nafshem Mifakeses, he's not going to live. Aval HaTinoch Hazeh, this child, we're talking about a fetus, Nosen B'Mei Imoy Tisha Chadoshim. He's in his mother's womb for 9 months. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamaroi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him, apparently. I was not aware of it until I saw this Medrash, that there's hot fluids in the mother's womb, there's hot fluids that a normal person wouldn't be able to live in. And Baruch Hashem makes it that the fetus can. He wanted to go back to where he came from, really. They had that protection. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma, a little bit further, is a Koil Haramaz, a Pirish on the Tanchuma. He says that the nefesh, the soul of man, was created before all the animals. In the actual physical creation, the animals were created first. But in the spirit, in the spiritual, the soul of man was created first. He has a kasha. He says that doesn't make sense because the Medrash says that the nefesh, that the other Medrash says is that man was created last. It seems like even the nefesh. So he explains like this. He says, no. The nefesh was created before the animal. It was not working in conjunction with the person's body. It was a nefesh, it was a soul, but there was no guf. It was only after all the animals that were created, God then created the guf of man, and that's when the guf took over control. He says, a fetus that's in the mother's womb is like a nefesh without a guf. Even though there is something there, but it's like a nefesh without a guf. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the nefesh for 9 months in the mother's womb. For 9 months while the child is in his mother's womb, it's being prepared. It's not ready yet to take on its own personality, its own guf. When the fetus is mekabel upon himself the Torah, as they state, he's mekabel the fetus, is mekabel the Torah, at that point he's ready to be born. That's what he says. Fascinating. We don't understand these things. We know that there's a malach that comes and teaches Torah to everyone in the mother's womb. The question is when you come out, you forget everything. The question is why you put it, why you make it
if you forgot everything?
Well, you makabal the Torah that you accepted that you're going to keep the Torah, and then the question is why do you forget it? Why do you learn it if you're going to forget it? And the point is that you learned it all to know that you have the capabilities to learn it. You're going to be sitting here thinking, I have no shaykhs to learning it. No, you do. You learned it all already. You forgot it. Baruch Hashem made it in the world that way you can get schar, because if you knew everything, you wouldn't be able to get schar. So Baruch Hashem gave you an opportunity to get schar for your learning. It says in the Ksav Sefer, it says in Pirkei Avos like this, Kol ha-mechaber es ha-teira, gufay mechaber al-abiyas, v'chol ha-mechal al-as ha-teira, gufay mechal al-abiyas. Whoever honors the Torah is himself honored by the living, and whoever disgraces the Torah is himself disgraced by the living. He says, in truth, man is really weaker than all other living creatures. All other living creatures, God creates them in a way that food is available to them. They don't have to have intellect. They don't have intellect. Like we said, that only man was created with intellect. Animals have their food in front of them. It somehow comes to them. Yeah, some of them have to work for it, and the ants and the squirrels, and we know, but it's found to them. They don't have to go and get a job and travel and go constantly work. Yeah, they have their own ways, but it's considered that it comes to them. He says like this. Man has to go out and get his food. So it's very nice that animals technically seem like on a higher level. The only thing is that what is the purpose of being on this world? The purpose of this being on this world is for someone to follow the Ratzon Hashem. So if someone follows the Ratzon Hashem, and he does the Torah, he learns the Torah, and he follows the mitzvahs, then he becomes greater than the Yitish. We're going to discuss the gnat. The gnat, the flea, some type of it, but the gnat. He's greater than the gnat. He's greater than everything. If not, then the gnat is greater than him. What does that mean? He says is that if you come to the very nice that you have to go work for your food, and therefore it seems like you're on a lower level. But what's the point of working for your food? The point is not for the working of the food. The point is to accomplish what you're here for in this world. What are you here for in this world? To follow the Ratzon Hashem. That's our purpose. If we do that, we make ourselves on a higher level of the animals. Let's understand this a little bit. The Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. We have a mice over there with Titus that he tells God, basically, he tells God that he slashes the pareches, he thinks he's greater than God, God's about to punish him, he says, hey, God doesn't have any power underwater, come get me underwater. He goes on a ship, and God shows him, he sends a little gnat. A little gnat goes into his nose and was stuck in his head for years and drove him crazy, made him ice match. The Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. Ber yekala yeshli ba'elami v'yitei shma. Hashem told this Titus of Russia. He said, I, Hashem, have a ber yekala, puny, a little, nothing, a puny creature in my world. And you know what it's called? V'yitei shma. And it's called a gnat. Why did Hashem call the gnat a ber yekala? The Gemara says. Why is it called a ber yekala? What does ber yekala mean? So the Gemara said, because it has an entrance through which food is received, but it does not have an outlet through which waste is excreted. That's the way a gnat works. It can ingest, but it can't. There's nothing that comes out of it. Like a human being, like other animals. There's no waste. Titus challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a gnat to deal with him. The Be'er Moshe explains this a little bit. It says in Ovis, Pirkei Ovis, Im lomadeto Torah harbe al tachzik Torah la'atzmacha. If you learn a lot of Torah, don't take credit for yourself. Don't say, huh? Don't give yourself a pat on the back, I'm a great guy, I'm wonderful. Because it's for that reason that you were created. You were created for that. So don't pat yourself on the back. That's your purpose in creation. In fact, the Be'er Moshe, the Azar of, you just said, in Pirkei Avos, what does it say? If you learn a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back, because that's the purpose that you were created for. Why should I pat myself on the back? I fulfilled my purpose. I was created, so I should learn Torah. So I learned a lot of Torah, so why can't I pat myself on the back? What's wrong with that? He doesn't understand. He says, I think I can. So he explains that that's the reason why man was created last. Man was created last to understand that even if you do on some level fulfill your tafkid, your purpose on this world, you always must remain humble. Always. Your entire life you must remain humble. Being humble helps you grow. And there's no such thing as ever getting to the top. There's no such concept. And they say if you get to the top, Morale has a whole schmooze about it. And he says that when everything is perfect and you're all the way at the top, there's only one way to go. Down. So you never get to the top. You're always working on yourself. How do you get to the top? By being humble. You must be humble. And he said the gnat. Why did the Rebbe Yisrael send the gnat specifically? He said because the gnat represents someone who is haughty. He's a Baal Gaiva. He's arrogant. How so? He said that a haughty, arrogant person, he takes everything in for himself. Everything's about himself. He's makabel. He takes money from this, he takes compliments from this, because he's great, but he gives nothing back. He's not a mashpia, he doesn't give to other people. Because everything's about, he's a makabel, he accepts. Yeah, that's good. You want to give him presents, you want to give him money, because he's great, it makes sense. But he doesn't give back. The gnat is that same thing. The gnat is a makabel because it ingests, it takes in food, but it doesn't give out anything. Now you would think excretion maybe wouldn't be something positive, but he's saying that you sow, that it doesn't give out, nothing comes out. So it has this concept of a makabel that it accepts, but it's not mashpi, it doesn't give off. I'd like to explain, perhaps we can explain with this gnat, why God said, and why we say this concept that if you don't learn and you become a Baal Gaiva, we say yezvitesh kadamach, that the gnat was created before you. Why a gnat? Why specifically a gnat? You want to know why? Because Rebbe Yisrael made us in a way, he fashioned us in a way that we should always be humble. We should always be humble. A person, how big shall you can be? It says, Pharaoh used to go to the Nile, to the Nilus, to the Nile River, and he used to go to the bathroom quietly. He wanted everyone to think he was a god. So he didn't go to the bathroom in public, so no one should know. He used to do it early in the morning. We're humans. That fact that we go to the bathroom should always remind us to keep us humble. That's the yisayid. That's the reason why, perhaps, we can say, so a gnat, it takes in, the Baruch Hashem says, if you're not humble, if you don't follow the Ratzon Hashem, then the gnat is before you. What does that mean, the gnat is before you? Because the gnat doesn't go to the bathroom. The gnat is on a higher level. You know, that's so maybe that the chat is why specifically a gnat, not a different animal, a different creature. Because the gnat doesn't have to go to the bathroom. That's what you should realize, that you're on a lower level than even the gnat. Of course, if you fulfill your tafkid and you remain humble, then you're greater than that, because who cares that the gnat? And, you know, like the Rebbe Moshe says, you're being, maybe it represents being arrogant. So maybe. Maybe that's the pshat. Asher yotza es ha'odom b'chachma, that God created the world b'chachma. He created, what did Masha say? That man was created with wisdom. Why do we make the bracha here? We don't want to make it another time because you're going to maybe call him Baal Gaiva. Why do you make such a bracha? We're giving ourselves a compliment here. Thank you, God, for creating us with tremendous wisdom, tremendous intellect. I now have intellect. I'm a bright guy. We say it in a time when we come out of the bathroom to remind us we shouldn't become a big shot. You shouldn't say, "Yeah, you know, where did you just come from? You're not such a big shot. You're a man, a boss of a dumb, and that's all you are, and you're nothing more." So yes, you Taka, the Baruch Hashem, Taka gave us the intellect, and he gave us the Chachma, and it's something that we have to work on very much, but we have to know that it's all from God, and we should never become Chas V'Shalom a big shot. It says in the Pnei David, when it says in the Parshas Sazria, Isha Ki Sazria V'Yol D'Zachar, the Seif Tevis of Isha Ki Sazria V'Yol D'Zachar are the letters He'ira, which means awaken. He says that we have to awaken from our sleep. He says the halachas of animals are before that of man to awaken us that we must follow the Ratzon Hashem or we are lower than the animals. Isha Ki Sazria, the Parsha of Tazria, tells us about the halachas of Taira and Tumah and Taira for man. But the parasha before that in Shemini tells us about the animals. And Rashi, anybody asks, why did the Baruch Shalom say the halachas of animals before man? And that's the reason. Again, to remind us to remain humble. The era, to remind us, to awaken us.
We don't remain that, humble, they're better than us.
That's correct. That same is said. If we don't, that's what we have to keep on having reminders. It says in the Keren LeDavid, the Gemara Baba Kama says, Daf Samach Hayam Beis, Ishur that is a day old is called Ishur. However, man is not complete and not called Adam until he completes himself. When a child is born, they are called a Zachar or a Kever. They are only called Adam after they complete themselves through the Torah Kedesha. You have an opportunity to make yourself into a complete person. By following the Ratzon Hashem and learning Torah, you create yourself. You make yourself into an Adam. A Shur is born, is called a Shur. That's what it is. A man is not called a man yet. He's a gender. He could be male or female. But he didn't make himself into a person yet. A person that has the opportunity to raise himself and to grow, that's what a person has potential. And it says in the Chalkas Yeshua, he says, remember the words. Asher yotzei ha'odem b'chochma. Ki yetzias ha'odem nis'ala kfi goydel ha'chochma sheyesh b'nikar b'y hatzura. It's tremendous wisdom in the creation of man that we can't even see it. It's so amazing. What does that mean? The Rosh HaTevis of Adam is Efer, Dam, and Mara. That's all man is. Shezoisu Chaymer Hayetzer, Machmazehu Koyach Hayetzer. Lokach Nosn like Koyach Ridu Vikivush, Sheyichbosh Yitzroy Bechachma. That the Rabbi Shalom created man that he can go be Machkivush, he can go conquer his Yetzer. You want to know what it says? Asher Yotzei Adam Bechachma, with intellect to accomplish, to defeat Hayetzer Hara. That's what the Chachma is for. Shu Rosh Tevis, what is Chachma? Is Koyach Ma. The letters Chachma Ches, Chach Mem He, is the same letters as Koyach Ma. The Koyach of Ma, Sheyayiyah like Koyach, Ma Lahash Bel Koyach Yitzroy. The Rebbein Shalom gave us a Koyach, with which Ma to do what? To defeat our Yetzer Hara. Idei shebor bar nekavim sheyada sheyivaseh echomehem iyashal eskayim afilu sheyachos yivaseh mashkel koyach Yetzer. Much better tomorrow. My yiskel ayim hamisa kibizem eshaver koyach. A person, this doesn't help him. You should remember a day of misa. These are all ways. A person remember that he's going to die and he's going to be buried in the ground and he's going to be nothing. It's all things that remind us that we always have to remain in honor. So we can explain that the whole Yisoid over here of Asher Yotzei Adam B'Chochma is that the Rebbein Yishlan created us with intellect. We have to use that intellect to remind us that we're nothing but a Basar Adam, and we have to raise our level and follow the Ratzon Hashem. And with all that, when we follow the Ratzon Hashem, don't fall into the trap of becoming a big shot. Otherwise, Yitesh Kadamach, the gnat comes before you. That ingests and doesn't have to go to the bathroom. You have to! You're nothing. Just remember. That's why I make the bracha when we start off Asher Yotzei, to remind ourselves that that is the whole Yisoid of the Bria, that we have to become a Ben Tayri, and we have to follow the Ratzon Hashem. But with all that, don't ever become a big shot. The Noyah Megodim says, when it says, L'soich wal adam, it's better not to eat in the morning breakfast before you daven. You should preferably daven first. Why? L'soich wal hadam is quoted a pasuk. What does it mean, L'soich, you shouldn't eat al hadam, on blood? What does that mean? He says that before a person davens to the Rebbein Shalom, before he starts his day of Ratzon Hashem and following the Ratzon Hashem, he's blood, he's dam. He's not adam, he's dam, he's blood. When a person davens Hashem, he now acknowledges that the God is the true, the creator of the world. Alufei shel Adam. Aleph represents the Alufei shel Adam, the creator, the leader, the ruler of the world. At that point, after that, he becomes Adam. He becomes man. Like we were saying, a person has the opportunity to make himself man. So, L'seichu Adam means that a person shouldn't eat when he just davened. He should wait till he's Adam, and that's when he should eat.
Oh, God.